You're listening to Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Kendra Carr. As it gets cooler and cooler outside, Northern Michigan bars and restaurants are worried they soon won't have enough business to stay afloat. Currently, in the Traverse City region and the UP, the state requires they seat 50% occupancy indoors. But the Northern Michigan Chamber Alliance thinks at 75% capacity, the region can safely serve their customers. So, the group sent a letter to Governor Gretchen Whitmer asking her to change the rules. IPR's Taylor Wisner caught up with the Alliance's Director of Government Relations, Kirsty Seeloff, to hear more.
What exactly does the Chamber Alliance want from the governor?
Well, the cold weather is here, and our bars and restaurants are preparing for what service will look like when the snow comes. And so right now in northern Michigan, and actually all across the state, we have bars that earn more than 70% of their gross receipts from sales of alcoholic beverages, and they are unable to offer indoor service. So right now we are advocating for those bars, as well as our restaurants and banquet centers, to be able to operate at a higher capacity and be able to survive the winter months.
Did the Alliance consult with anyone while determining what capacity limits are suitable for these spaces?
Our Alliance actually surveyed mostly bars and restaurants, and over 70% of the business respondents feel comfortable operating a capacity of 75% or higher, considering staff availability and required safety procedures.
A recent CDC report showed a correlation between people who've dined inside a restaurant and those who tested positive for COVID-19. And since people, you know, have to take off masks to eat and drink, do you think it's safe to have more people in enclosed spaces indoors?
You know, our chambers and economic development organizations continue to have discussions with public health to ensure that we are following public health guidelines. And one thing that our chambers and economic development organizations do is we support our businesses and our community in understanding the most current guidelines, how to be in compliance, and how to protect public health.
The Traverse City region in the state's My Safe Start map is considered low risk. I think it's a level B area. But in the Upper Peninsula right now, we're seeing cases climb, and it's now rated level D. Do you think both of these regions should be okay to open more space?
So right now, the Northern Michigan Chamber Alliance is advocating that we would have expanded indoor capacity of 75% for our bars, restaurants, and meetings and banquet centers if data falls below a 3% positive test rate over an extended period of time. We are open to continue discussions with the administration on what that would look like. So we want to make sure that we are taking a data-informed approach. And obviously for Region 6 right now, that data is below that 3% threshold.
Can you tell me a little bit more about the hardships that you're expecting some of these businesses to face, or that they've already faced by these limited capacities?
We have bars that actually, if they're earning more than 70% of their gross receipts from sales of alcoholic beverages, they're not able to offer indoor service right now. So just looking at those businesses alone, they're not going to be able to operate in the colder months if they've been utilizing those outdoor spaces. So in our request, not only are we looking for that expanded indoor capacity, but we're also looking for the ability for bars and restaurants to retain the expanded capacity that they've gained through the use of patios and those outdoor spaces, by allowing them to winterize those spaces and also extend temporary alcohol service permits. Unfortunately, as it stands right now, we're very nervous about what's going to happen through the winter for some of these restaurants and bars that are already struggling to stay open.
You're looking for meeting and banquet centers to open to greater capacity. And I know we've seen a few cases. The one that comes to mind is the wedding in Maine, where a number of people became ill. People died who didn't even attend the wedding. Are there concerns about outbreaks happening at these centers?
Sure. I think there are concerns of outbreaks in all places, and that's why it is important for all places to have these safety guidelines and protocol in place. And the reason we're advocating for meetings and banquet centers to have the same capacity as restaurants and bars is because we feel that if we can implement those safety protocols at a restaurant or a bar, we can do the same at a meeting and banquet center. And it really is also a community approach. We're all responsible for informing and educating the community to be in line with these safety guidelines so that our businesses can stay open and keep our neighbors employed.
By some measures, it appears that opening Northern Michigan during the Memorial Day holiday was a success. Do you think that's earned some goodwill with the governor that our region's able to really follow these guidelines?
It's so easy to get wrapped up in, you know, just going to a negative approach. And that's why our organization, we don't want to waste the energy in having those types of discussions. We want to talk about how we can fix things. So that's why, you know, Taylor, you saw, you know, back in the spring when we were able to open up early, that's the approach we used. And that's the approach we continue to use. Solution oriented, coming to the table with, you know, things that we actually think can work. And a willingness to listen, of course.
That was Kirsty Seeloff, the Director of Government Relations for the Northern Michigan Chamber Alliance and Traverse Connect.